A friend of mine who's a priest once said that Catholics hide their faith like it's contraband. Everything is a secret. Did you know that Saint Michael the Archangel is one of the principal, if not the principal angel of purgatory? That he has, so to speak, been assigned this ministry from God? I didn't know any of this, and this frustrates me so much. And you know, when I'm frustrated, you know what I do? I drink Encha matcha green tea. If you would like some for yourself, check out the link down below in the description using the code UNIQUELYMARY and get 10% off your order. Yes, so Saint Michael the Archangel is one of the principal angels of purgatory. And if you are a devotee of the souls in purgatory like myself, he should be one of your closest friends. And I simply did not know this. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. She mentioned this just very casually, and I thought to myself, is that true? I don't know if I'd ever heard that. So I looked it up myself and found this information. I'll put the link down below for this website where it says, this is how Saint Michael is the angel of purgatory. He is honored as such by Catholic tradition. The Prince of the Heavenly Armies, says Saint Anselm, is all powerful in purgatory, and he can aid souls that the justice and the holiness of the Most High hold in this place of torments. He is undoubtedly recognized since the foundation of Christianity, says Bellarmine, that the souls of the dead are delivered from purgatory by the intercession and the ministration of the Archangel Saint Michael. Let us add to these authorities Saint Liguori. Saint Michael, he says, is charged with the care of the souls in purgatory. He does not fail to assist them and rescue them by providing them much relief in their pains. Why didn't anyone ever say this? It's amazing. And when I was praying about this, I thought, why? Why is he given this ministry? And the answer that kind of came up in my mind and heart is deliverance. He has everything to do with deliverance. Just as he delivers us from the evil of Satan, he delivers souls from purgatory. In today's purgatory story, we examine an example of how this powerful archangel is involved in this. In the year 1615, when the fathers in Rome celebrated this monthly communion in the Church of Our Lady of Trastevere, a crowd of persons was present. Amongst the fervent Christians, there was one great sinner who, although taking part in the pious ceremonies of religion, had for a long time led a very wicked life. This man, before entering the church, saw coming out and advancing towards him a man of humble appearance, who asked him an alms for the love of God. He at first refused, but the poor man, as is customary with beggars, persisted, asking for the third time in a most pitiful tone of supplication. Finally, yielding to a good inspiration, our sinner recalled the mendicant and gave him a piece of money. Then the poor man changed his entreaties into other language. "Keep your money," said he. "I stand in no need of your liberality, but you yourself greatly need to make a change in your life. Know that it was to give you this salutary warning that I came from Mount Gargano to the ceremony which was to take place in this church today. It is now 20 years since you have been leading this deplorable life, provoking the anger of God instead of appeasing it by a sincere confession. Hasten to do penance if you would escape the stroke of divine justice, ready to fall upon your head." The sinner was struck by these words. A secret fear took possession of him when he heard the secrets of conscience revealed, which he thought were known to God alone. His emotion increased when he saw the poor man vanish like smoke before his eyes. Opening his heart to grace, he entered the church, cast himself upon his knees, and shed a torrent of tears. Then, sincerely repenting, he sought a confessor, made an avowal of his crimes, and asked pardon. After confession, he related to the priest what had happened to him, begging him to make it known in order that devotion towards the holy souls might be increased, for he had no doubt that it was a soul just delivered that had obtained for him the grace of conversion. It may be here to ask, who was that mysterious mendicant that appeared to the sinner in order to convert him? Some have believed that it was none other than the Archangel Michael, because he said that he came from Mount Gargano. The story leaves it a little vague who it is, but at the end they give us that answer. So my friends, we who have this great devotion to the souls in purgatory, especially in the month of November, should plead and place our prayers at the feet of Saint Michael the Archangel. Let him be a close friend to us so that we can work with him to deliver as many souls from purgatory as possible. So pray with me. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our shield against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me in today's purgatory story. Please support this channel in any way that you can, especially by your prayers. I will see you in the next one.